1029 Big Country Hits. Susan along with you, and it is my distinct pleasure to welcome country music legend Lee Greenwood. He's had more than 30 albums, more than 30 charted hit singles, won CMAs, won ACMs, won Grammys, and of course, God Bless the USA, the most recognized patriotic song in America. Lee, how are you doing?
Great, thank you. How are y'all?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to give us a call. First of all, let's talk about the CMA Awards, because you were there for the 50th anniversary. What was it like being part of that night?
Well, I've been on the award show several times as a performer. It's interesting sitting in the audience rather than being a stage perspective. I told my wife the other day when we were playing the Opry, I said, I have never entered through the front door. I've always been through the stage entrance. And so when you're sitting in the audience, it's just a little weird. But it was beautiful watching the show and being a part of it, because it's kind of like an interesting mix. When everybody kind of knows when you're sitting in the front row, you're going to be part of the action.
I was actually surprised when you stood up and very pleased when you got to stand up and do a little bit of God Bless the USA and the audience joined in.
Well, it was pretty interesting because I can remember singing God Bless the USA from the stage when it was awarded Song of the Year in 1985. Just doing that little snippet there with Brad and Carrie, two of the biggest stars in country music now. I mean, that was thrilling. I had my picture before with Carrie when she was at the Opry, and I had not talked to her since then. So when we were talking about doing it in the audience, of course, Brad and I are very close, and it's just like, hey, let's just do this impromptu, like, I'll give you a mic, you just stand up and sing. And it just worked out really well.
Oh, it did. It was a wonderful show. Do you have any comment, or would you like to stay away from the Beyonce performance?
You know what? My wife and I are both fans of hers. Not her political stance, but she's a fabulous performer. I was sorry to see the Dixie Chicks on stage because their political faux pas a few years back, which I think when you show disrespect for your country, I don't think you should ever be allowed to have success in arts, entertainment ever again. But the number itself, from a musician standpoint and an entertainer standpoint, was absolutely fabulous.
What was your favorite performance of the night? Do you have one?
Yes, it was the tribute to Dolly Parton by the Five Girls.
It was fantastic. And, of course, with Randy Travis singing that last note of Forever and Ever, Amen, I got goosebumps and I teared up for sure.
Oh, I felt so sorry for him because, I know that he'll never sing again, he'll never perform again. And, of course, the tribute to Roy Clark, and I thought that was terrific to honor him that way.
You know, your song, God Bless the USA, has gone leaps and bounds, probably far beyond whatever you expected when you wrote it back in 1983.
We always have our wish list, and we have projections. I don't think anyone anticipated an attack on America. I don't think they anticipated the president using it as a song, nor the Gulf War being the song of the war. Those things are just, they just happen by attrition. And each time people reached out for a song of this generation or the last, to give them encouragement and spirit to unify, it just happened to be the song in place. There'll be another one in 20 years or 30 years, but not since the national anthem, I don't think, has anybody given the kind of tribute that I did to the country. And I'm not a military person. My father was served in the Navy, my stepfather in the Air Force. I said, there's got to be something I can do to help the country. And lo and behold, as an artist, I offered something up, and it was the right thing to do.
That song, it just means so much to so many people. But that's not your only hit. I mean, you've got 30-plus albums and 20 to 30 charted single hits.
Yeah, there were 17 number one country songs when we were touring. Of course, we toured with everybody.
Well, with that many songs under your belt, how do you decide, like Saturday when you're going to perform at Odawa Casino in Petoskey, how do you decide which songs you're going to play?
It's a good choice to have. You know, when you have enough songs, and I can relate to Kenny Rogers or Ronnie Millsap or other people that have so many hits, it's, you know, what do you do? We do a mix and match of what we know people will know and some special stuff. I mean, I'm a musician as well, and we have some special numbers we do in our show that's interactive with the audience and entertaining.
Wait, I also read that you're the national spokesperson for Products for Good. Is that still something you do?
Yes, there's two other organizations I work with as well. I am the national spokesman for Helping a Hero, which we build homes for warriors, and we've built over 130 homes in 8 years in 22 states, including one soldier in Michigan recently that lost both arms in Afghanistan. So we're all over the country with that. Tomorrow, I'm flying to New York, and over the next 2 days, we'll be doing press about me accepting the appointment as an ambassador to the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, for this next year. And you'll see those television and audio spots all across America in the coming year.
That's incredible. That's got to give you just so much pride to be able to do that.
Well, that I can help others. I mean, and particularly now that my role has kind of been tied with the military, I'm really happy to help our veterans and our wounded warriors all that I can.
Awesome. What do you have any thoughts on current country music?
It's fabulous. That's all I know. I mean, I love the artists. I love their approach. And it's a more visual business, I think, than it's ever been. And it's more exciting. You have to realize that very few ballads anymore are on country radio. And the reason is our culture is moving along at a much faster pace. There's even rap in our music. Look at Dierks Bentley and Blake Shelton. I mean, it's not the same kind of black rap, but it is a white man's rap. And you kind of talk the story. We've always had story songs. I'd say 8 or 10 of my hits were story songs about the difficulty in love and relationships and breakup and hurt, but also positive stuff. Like I had a song called I Don't Mind the Thorns If You're the Rose and I Owe You, to me, the duet with Barbara. But those duets today, even if it's a slower song, like Color Ain't Your Blue, which is
Keith Urban's
new hit,
mm-hmm.
It's got rhythm in the background. You listen, there's a beat to it. And so all of music has this, like, new beat to it. And I think it's a great thing. I mean, you saw them all on the CMA, and you hear them every day on your radio station.
Yeah. Are you a fan of anybody specifically right now? Is there somebody, like, that's kind of up there on your list that you really like?
Well, I like the drive of Jason Aldean. I certainly like Brad Pitt's music, and you can't. I'm Brad Pitt.
I wasn't going to stop you, but I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's hysterical. But a West Virginia boy, I mean, Brad and I have been friends a long time, and his music is very identifiable, particularly his guitar playing. And so I'm a big fan of his. And then, of course, Carrie Underwood. I mean, Jiminy Christmas. She's the new voice for Sunday night NFL football, and there couldn't be anybody better than that.
You said you were working on some new music?
We have a new CD just produced. It's called I Want to Be in Your World, and there are 3 songs I wrote on it. I'm also producing a new CD to release next year of all my original songs. There are 22 that we're including on one CD, and so that'll be kind of special to have.
So sometime next year we'll look for that?
Right, out in the summer.
Awesome. I assume, even though you said maybe older generations don't have much on social media, are you big into doing social media?
Well, we certainly are. I mean, you know, it's taken me almost 2 years to, you know, to gather into the Facebook and Twitter, and I didn't even know how to use the catchphrase, you know, follow me.
Uh-huh.
That meant follow me to the store or something. I don't know, what does that mean? But my wife has helped me through that. She's very good with social media. And I do all the tweets myself. She sends me suggestions, and I'll put up things. If you look at my Twitter feed right now, Kim and I voted this afternoon. You'll see a picture of my wife and I with a little Tennessee voting sticker on our shoulder.
And where can people follow you at? Is it just at Lee Greenwood?
At the Lee Greenwood, that's exactly right.
All right. And do you have a favorite place to perform?
Well, no, I don't. You know, no matter where it is, if it's an outside show in the evening, in the summertime, it's really nice and exciting. Whether it's an indoor show at a state-of-the-art theater, we've played downtown Nashville here before, the Opry, that's a 4,000-seat theater as well. It just doesn't matter. It's just kind of whatever the show is, and I can perform by myself, like Elton John or Billy Joel, or, you know, I do those intimate sets, and then we also perform with like a 10 or 15-piece orchestra, adding the brass, which will be in Tampa next year in February at Busch Gardens for 7 days. So we bring a bigger band into a venue like that.
Well, you have played so many different venues. Do you have a career highlight that makes you the proudest?
Well, excluding an aircraft carrier, or maybe excluding the White House, because, you know, I mean, it's nice to say you've been there, and those are exciting things to do. I don't know, you know, There's so many venues we've played in the past 30 years or so that they vary in size, vary in the way we perform. There was used to be a place in Long Island, New York. It may still be there, called Westbury, and the center. It was a theater in the round, and the center of the stage turned, And I love that with a band set up one way, and then as it turns slowly, you can kind of walk through the band and perform for the audience on the other side. I thought that was a magic way to perform. We did that 3 times at Westbury.
That sounds like a lot of fun. If you could give your younger self advice, what would it be?
Go get it.
Go get it. I like it. Well, Lee, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us. We are looking forward to seeing you Saturday night at Odawa Casino in Petoskey. And, of course, wish you nothing but the best and continued success.
We're excited to be in Upper Michigan, and we hope to put on the best show we've ever put on.
Don't forget, tickets still available for Saturday night's show. You'll find all the details on our website at 1029bigcountry.com.